Okay, just what is it that we are listening to? We are listening to a rather extreme example of a small, short-lived category of music that I call post-Dixie. The players on this 1953 Vanguard date are all musicians associated with Dixieland jazz. Well, all but one, the piano player. Sir Charles Thompson was a transitional figure who played with Lionel Hampton and Lester Young and then went on to play with Charlie Parker. Here, he's playing a Sir Charles Thompson original, Sir Charles at Home, with a band fronted by trombonist Vic Dickinson and featuring Edmund Hall on the clarinet, both of whom made their livings playing Dixieland. But here, following Sir Charles's lead, they are playing something that is not Dixie, but post-Dixie. Hey, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, Washington, and the Voice of Vashon.org online. So, let's play two tracks of the same tune. The Dixieland anthem, High Society, to show you how Dixieland became post-Dixie. High Society was written in 1901 as a march, and you sure can march to this first version by Franz Jackson and his original jazz all-stars, and then dance to the same tune, getting a whole makeover by Edmund Hall and his Blue Note Jazzmen, circa 1943, the beginnings of post-Dixie.
Thank you.
All right. First, we heard High Society, played by Franz Jackson and the original Jazz All-Stars, featuring not only a tuba but a banjo, and what might just as well have come straight off the streets of New Orleans, followed by High Society in New York by Edmund Hall's Blue Note Jazzmen. Now the tuba is a string bass and the banjo is a guitar, which by themselves would not have made it post-Dixie. That was left to the sensibilities of the players, and especially the drummer, Sid Catlett. Everything is very cool, very laid back, and smiles instead of shouts. Ed Hall's frequent co-conspirator, Vic Dickinson, was there on his trombone along with Sidney DeParis trumpet, James P. Johnson piano, Jimmy Shirley guitar, and Israel Crosby bass, enjoying the mellow sounds of post-Dixie here on The Jazz Guy, on the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Support provided by Hawthorne Stereo, sellers of exceptional hi-fi since 1946. Hawthorne specializes in new and used stereo music systems, from vintage turntables to high-end digital streaming and beyond. You can find them on the web at hawthornstereo.com.
Financial support for Voice of Vashon provided by Gather Vashon. Gather, the heart of art on Vashon Island, features the work of island artists in a vibrant, light-filled gallery located at 17600 Vashon Highway Southwest. You'll also enjoy classes, house concerts, private parties, and community gatherings of all kinds at Gather. For more information, join Gather on social media at Gather Vashon and visit gathervashon.com. Thank you.
If this is Dixieland, and it is, then what in the world is the electric guitar doing in the two sides you just heard? Who's Sorry Now and Ballin' the Jack? Because it is post-Dixie, and the usual suspects are still at work. Essentially the same Edmund Hall band you heard play High Society in the first set. Sidney de Paris trumpet, and now the nominal leader, Ed Hall is there on clarinet, and Vic Dickinson on trombone. The piano player, once again, is James P. Johnson, and the drummer, Sid Catlett. The new guy is the guitar player, Jimmy Shirley, and John Simmons replaces Israel Crosby at the bass. Thank you. Top of the spot, the Vic Dickinson Septet plays an Irving Berlin tune, Russian Lullaby. This is the same band that you heard in the intro mew with the boppish piano player Sir Charles Thompson. Ed Hall on clarinet, the trumpet player is a young Bostonian named Ruby Braff. The guitar player here is the white Freddie Green, Steve Jordan, who just plays rhythm, never solos, but is at the heart of the elastic rhythm section of Walter Page bass, and Les Erskine drums, who has never been heard of before or since, but does a perfectly fine job with this mellow, unhurried 9-minute track. 9 minutes, because it is now 1953, and the long playing record has just come on the scene. No more 3-minute limit. Might be one reason everyone sounds so relaxed and cool. And just now you heard Gershwin's Swonderful, and once again, it is the piano player Mel Powell, late of the Benny Goodman Band, who leads a septet in the post-Dixie direction. The carryovers from Russian Lullaby are Ed Hall, Steve Jordan, and Walter Page. The trumpet here is Buck Clayton, a Basie alumnus, a young guy, Henderson Chambers trombone, and the drummer here is Jimmy Crawford, a Jimmy Lunceford graduate. And now it is time for the other voice on the Jazz Guy, the power behind the throne, Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to Post Dixie on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon, the island in Puget Sound where our low power signal originates and then gets much bigger online, big enough for the whole world to enjoy at voiceofvashon.org. So, Bill, what is it about this music that brings out the pedant in you?
Oh, God. Pedant?
Okay. Professor.
Really bad, huh?
Well, it's not really a show today. It's a class.
Okay. Well, then, to my listeners, should there still be any, I will say that now that you've met the whole cast of players, I'm going to shut up and just let you enjoy the music.
A likely story. Thank you.
At the top of the spot, Royal Garden Blues by Edmund Hall's Blue Note Jazzmen. Next, we heard Coquette by another Ed Hall group, a sextet in which the returning voices were Ed, Vic Dickinson, and Sid Catlett on the drums. The new voices belong to Emmett Berry trumpet, Eddie Haywood piano, Al Casey guitar, and Billy Taylor bass. And just now we heard another track from the Vic Dickinson septet, Fats Waller's Keepin' Out of Mischief Now. It's an Edmund Hall festival here today on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming is brought to you by Vashon Island Baking Company, serving handmade pastries and island roasted coffee in the heart of town. And Glass Bottle Creamery, your source for small batch, island made ice cream and frozen desserts. And soon, arcade games.
Dear listener, we are now departing to the strains of Jeepers Creepers by the Vic Dickinson Septet, the guys relishing the introduction of the long playing format with the longest track from the four Dickinson albums at 12 minutes. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long. Thanks for listening. Stay steady, stay healthy, and above all, stay cool. Everybody.